Assalamu alaikum and hi to all. We meet again in the podcast channel related to 21st century learning method, namely e-learning, m-learning and d-learning. For those who do not know me, my name is Fairuz bin Samsudin, your presenter today. This time, I will explain conceptual definitions and comparative analysis related to e-learning, m-learning and d-learning. In this century, ICT plays an important role both formally and informally in the world of education. Undoubtedly, technological tools facilitate the affairs of teachers and students in the teachings and learning process. There is a reason why all these learning methods exist. Through CLARK 2007, e-learning is an alternative to traditional education and it can also be complementary to this education. On the other hand, m-learning is a complement to both traditional learning and e-learning. M-learning allows students to interact with their learning resource when they are away from their normal learning environment. There are two explanations that I will state here. The first descriptions: what is e-learning, m-learning and d-learning? E-learning is learning supported by digital electronic devices and media. And m-learning is e-learning using mobile device and wireless transmissions. D-learning is a term that is increasingly replacing e-learning. D-learning is technical solution to support teaching and it can also be educational software, digital learning tools, online learning programs or learning resources. The second explanation is I will give example of similarities, differences, advantages, disadvantages and examples of terminology used in e-learning, m-learning and d-learning. There are similarities between e-learning, m-learning and d-learning. Every tool needs infrastructure and with or without Wi-Fi. All three tools are digitized and used for educational and student environments, and teachers can learn on their own. Learning materials delivered in e-learning, m-learning, and d-learning are text, images, and video clips. For all three models, students and teachers are the main users. All three of the models provided learning opportunities to students and teachers, and ultimately, to all those materials, learning can also be updated. Examples of differences between e-learning, m-learning and d-learning are e-learning lectures in classroom or internet laboratories. M-learning is lecture capture technology, synchronous or asynchronous learnings, and users d-learning can learn specific subjects that are more flexible and easy to achieve. The advantage of e-learning is easy and flexible access, while the disadvantage is that one needs certain knowledge and skill to handle e-learning. The advantages of m-learning are interactivity and instantaneous, while the disadvantages of m-learning is that it depends on the screen size and limited memory. The advantages of d-learning is that it is personalized learning and expand learning opportunities, while the disadvantage is internet access required and self-discipline want. Example of terminology used in e-learning, m-learning and d-learning are: in e-learning, the common terminology used is computer. In m-learning, the common terminology used is mobile. In d-learning, the common terminology used is adaptive learning. In conclusion, although there are similarities, differences, advantages, disadvantages and various terminologies, these three technologies tools, e-learning, m-learning and d-learning, play an important role in changing the learning style of modern education. Thank you all for listening. Goodbye.